What's up and welcome back to Broside Broadcast. My name's Derek.
And my name is Blake.
Blake's back.
I'm back.
Thank God.
Yes, with all of my, what's that word? That French word you tried to use?
Je ne crois, I was close.
There you go. Yeah,
I still refuse to understand what that means.
It's you have something about you. You have like a very good aura and you're smooth and good energy. You have a certain mojo or je ne crois.
Okay.
I don't know why I know that. Maybe it's because I'm Cajun.
So I remember you speaking about that in terms of sleep token. I can't even remember what I referenced that to last week.
I don't even remember saying je ne crois, so.
Anyway, so like I said, thankfully Blake is back. Last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago at this point, did a solo. That was something. That was the first time since the Devil Wears Prada zombie EP solo review. Yeah.
I went back and thought, okay, when was the last time that I wasn't on an episode? And I think that was... It's been a long time, and I've been on a lot of episodes.
And most of those episodes are unlisted at this point, just because we are once Poolside Podcast. I know some podcasts out there would like keep it up regardless, but when we started Broside, I just wanted to start fresh, and I've enjoyed it. We're probably going to take even more episodes down. That's just what we do.
Right. We want to take new listeners down the right path. We don't want to waste your time with episodes that aren't what's that C word that I use? Relevant.
I had a joke there. I'm going to keep this family friendly in the first few minutes.
Hey,
but
we don't curse in the Discord. HR will get you.
Join our Discord. Link is in the bio. But
you made some great points on that episode. Maybe we'll get to some.
So you said you wanted to start the episode off with kind of, I guess, replying to some of the things that I said. What was one of the first things that you wanted to reference back to?
Besides the fact that you made me laugh like 5 times, you have a very dry sense of humor. And I hope everybody hears it.
My sense of humor is way too dry at times because I have somewhat of like a monotone voice at times. I can't help it.
Believe me, this is what it is like to hang out with him in person. You laugh a lot, I promise.
But there'll be times that I'm at work, and it's even worse when it's through text, because if you don't know that I'm joking...
It's a hard to read text.
It's bad. Yeah.
But no, you talked about a lot of things on there that I was just really wanting to jump on. I actually forgot, but I was hoping that you would bring one of them up and I would just elaborate.
So I know that I talked about Will Ramos's song, Riptide.
No. The Spotify. I had a point about the Spotify.
Oh, okay. So now I know. So I also talked about Throne and their 1 million monthly listeners, how they are able to... I'm assuming use discovery mode, which I'm glad you bring this up because there was some details that I kind of left out whenever I was doing my research. I found information. So what it is that an artist can choose to take a lesser revenue for their streams in return of discovery mode. So it's like, we'll pay you less, but we'll push your music more.
I'd say that that's a very confident move for a band to do, and I think exposure means everything.
So many musicians complain about not getting paid enough by Spotify, so if you're not really making much to begin with, and most of your money is being made by playing shows and selling merch, then why not?
To me, that sounds like a very proper business move.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be paying less for marketing, essentially.
And it just takes out, like, because businesses do the same thing on Facebook. You're paying for exposure to go to a certain demographic. All that is instead of you taking money that you already have and giving it away, Spotify is just keeping part of that cut to begin with.
I think it's just a better investment and a wise move for a band that's pretty confident about what they're going to be doing. They have it planned out.
So did you have anything else that you wanted to go into?
I wanted to say, like, that I liked your opinion about wanting to have different genres or different types of songs, maybe more like in the folk direction that you and I have kind of embarked on lately. I've been listening to a little bit more like, maybe, I don't know what to call it, just country style folk music, you know, just if it has that kind of sound. I don't know if there are any like country music people like we have in our scene who get mad if you don't call it the right genre.
That's a good point. So one thing, and I guess we'll just start the conversation here. This episode is going to kind of be all over the place.
Yeah.
But we kind of wanted to go into this not too structured. We've not really got to talk in 2 or 3 weeks too much, just have had busy schedules. So
I had Mardi Gras the last 2 weeks. And for those who don't know, Mardi Gras isn't just for one day. It lasts for 3 weeks. Yeah. So it is a busy, busy time. And I tried my hardest, but I think Derek did great on the episode. So I think I want more episodes like that, Derek. But
not me.
You're very smooth on the ears.
That took more work than just this did.
I don't
because
know.
I don't have like another voice, especially for this episode, because there's a song that we're going to discuss that I don't have the know of the band or their construction of members.
Right on.
I don't really want to speak about something that I don't know and just make assumptions. So I need your expertise about the band. But when it comes to like trying to find different genres to listen to, and this is just the perfectionist in me, is that whenever I go to like listen to folk music, it sounds good, but you know that there's like some folk expert out there that can like identify certain nuances in the music to be like, this is why this is good, and this is why this song may not be as good. It's like bro side, but for folk people.
Like if there was like a country music bro side, but there probably is a podcast where these two guys talk about really good country music. I would love to have those people on our show because I think we share a lot of sentiment, because country music is actually really good songwriting. Like T-Pain makes most of his money writing songs for country music, but he doesn't put himself credited.
I never knew this, so that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, music is universal.
Yeah.
And it's mathematical. There's time signatures, there's music keys, and unless you're trying to do something crazy off the wall, you have to stay at a certain tempo, you have to stay on beat, you have to play in key. So music is universal, it's just what genre does something fall into? So that's funny to hear, but it's not like wild to think about.
So metalcore is drop tune country.
So like southern metal basically is just a faster, slightly heavier version of country.
Has a more Lynyrd Skynyrd vibe to it.
Yeah.
Right. Lynyrd Skynyrd with breakdowns.
Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Yeah.
Essentially. There we go. You named it. Perfect. But I want to be suggested a little bit of variety, and because I think that would fill in all the songs that I actually don't like listening to on my discovery. Because I also like to think of us as a sort of a science podcast where we actually experiment these things to explain them to you, how we are delivered music that is tailored to our tastes.
So with that said, and this is a point that I want to bring up, we've never really actually talked about this, so it's pretty well established that I'm an extremely picky listener, and me and you tend to have like the same listening stats, and you're nowhere near as picky as I am. I think for you, it's more of like a scheduling. You just don't have as much opportunity to listen to music as I do. But even though I have more music listening opportunity, I don't really listen to more music.
No, I think the times that I do listen to music is like the perfect amount of time. I'm not overdoing it, and I'm like really hungry for it. So like I absorb music way better whenever I have less opportunity to listen to it.
I've noticed whenever some of our listeners share their Spotify stats or their Stats FM, they listen to a lot more music than us, which is kind of funny. We run a music podcast, but we listen to less music than the people who listen to us.
Well, Derek, there is a difference between listening and hearing.
the listener I'm referencing definitely is listening to it. Shout out Gucci Peterman.
Well, that person is absolutely enjoying music to the fullest, and I'm happy for them. And I probably actually do wish I had that much more time, but the way I get to listen to songs, I pretty much find what I like. When I find I like it, I stick to it until it stays or until it goes.
And I don't actually know where I was going with that, but it was just a point that I wanted to bring up.
Well, you're talking about stats, so you're talking about how much someone listens to music, why you don't listen to music when you have the opportunity to listen to music.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can listen to without you getting, some fatigue.
I think we kind of talked about this in Discord, but I listen to way less music in the month of February than I listen to in January. Because in January, I was basically constantly... Yeah.
But that's the thing. In February, there seems to be a lack of releases. So I think that's something you and I need to look into. I think February is a pretty much no release zone for music, because this is the second or third year in a row that we haven't had anything. I think people are starting to really figure things out since, things had changed in the industry. February probably isn't the most fiscal time of the year.
Which I think it depends, because I remember in 2020 specifically, which I know that was 4 years ago at this point, but...
Wow, I'm friends 4 years ago.
I'm in my 30s, you're in your 30s, so 4 years doesn't seem like that much time anymore.
I talk to you more than I talk to my girlfriend.
But I think it was Polaris released The Death of Me in February of 2020, and then also Loathe, if anyone remembers that band... They also released I Let It In. I think that's the name of that album. I Let It In and It Took Everything. That's the name of that album.
Was that the ambient album that was that had five sounds in it?
I think you're thinking of the nothing, whatever the instrumental bullshit one. Sounds that came out that came out a year.
It was barely even a score. You can't even put a movie in front of that album. Anyway, you opened up a can of worms there. Don't say Loathe on this podcast.
Well, I'm not counting worms. That's a transition.
How many people do you think got that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how many Knock Loose fans listen to Broside Broadcast, especially since we never talk about them.
Well, maybe there's a reason we don't talk about them.
I feel like that's a characteristic trait of if someone is a hardcore fan of Knock Loose, no pun intended. And we're doing that again this week.
We're doing that again. I'm trying not to laugh every time. I'll let the listener laugh. That's what I'll do. I try to keep a straight face. It's funner to do it that way.
I feel like if someone is a hardcore fan of Knock Loose, they kind of require it from a content creator that they listen to talk about Knock Loose at some point. It's kind of like this itch that you have that when are they going to talk about it? When are they going to talk about it?
Well, I guess it just depends on who likes the band and why they like the band. I think that Knock Loose is a great band live.
Do you know that meme of the guy that is straining his face?
Yeah, he looks really red. He's in class.
Yeah, so that's...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Knock Loose fans, but every Knock Loose fan I've ever met is that guy. It's have you heard of Knock Loose? Do you listen to Knock Loose?
Because you can hear that meme. I'm sorry if I ruined the noise for you that was in your head.
That's just what I imagine. So I'm sorry. I'm not trying to pick on anyone or anything. That's just what comes to mind. That's been my experience.
So they're really holding it in. They have to talk about it. And you were right. Some people can say the same about Sleep Token fans, but I think that Knock Loose is not a bad band. They have a great sound. They're unique. The live performances, them being in Coachella, I think they have, a lot of merit to be able to be complimented so much, but I personally think that Knock Loose fans should understand the jarring aspects of Knock Loose and not want to Bible push a band on someone. If I want to go as strong to say that.
And it's funny that you say Bible push. So the whole reason I brought them up was because they just released their newest single, Blinding Faith, which the artwork is like this lit up light cross with a girl mm-hmm. standing, just looking at it in the woods, which
it looks, yeah, it looks cool.
Art wise, it's pretty consistent with their mm-hmm. other stuff of what I would expect from them.
Yeah, it looks interesting and there's a cross there, so people are going to pay attention to that. Oh, I get it. That's why you said Bible pushing.
But with this, they also announced an album. And while we are recording right this moment, I just noticed a feature on Spotify. So a band can make a release countdown on Spotify. You can pre-save the album. Let me show this to you.
Hold on, is it just called pre-save?
No, I'm going to actually show you what this looks like.
Okay, because I know what pre-save is, but I've never seen an actual countdown.
Yeah, I know pre-save has been a thing before. That's been a thing for a long time.
Okay, cool. I was like, there's no way that you just found out about that.
So, okay, unfortunately, I am just going to send a screenshot of this in Discord. And I know that this is very like on the go right now as an episode, but this is just what this episode is. So I hope everyone is enjoying this.
There's another person here. If you thought there was too much space in the last episode, which there wasn't, but if you feel like Derek wanted answers, because on this podcast, we want answers.
Okay. So I just sent it on Discord so you can see that, Blake.
There we go.
So it gives you the option to pre-save, but it also has a countdown of the days, hours, minutes, and it also gives you the full track list.
So YouTube has a similar feature where it says premieres in this amount of hours. But
okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Right, but this is a step up because it actually gives you an actual countdown.
Which it's funny because this isn't a new feature at all. You remember in iTunes, an album would get announced mm-hmm. and you could see the track list like right away.
The pre-order. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You could pre-order it and get it as soon as it released.
Yeah. And there could be like one or two, maybe three singles on it. When you pre-order, you would get those right away. They would auto rip.
Yeah. So if I were like an Android user, this would be one of those moments where I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, Apple had this like 15 years ago.
I was trying. I took a drink. Sorry, before Blake. You did that voice. I almost spit that out on all of my equipment. We can't afford that right now.
Good job getting with the program, Spotify. Apple had this 15 years ago. But
don't
I'm
be
not
that
sure
guy.
If you saw it, but Poppy is actually a feature on one of the songs.
I did not see that.
It's or, the third track.
Did not hear it. Oh, okay. No, okay. I see what you're saying. The track listing. Yeah. That's why you mentioned the Apple thing. Got it.
And just because like I watch so much Apple content. I'm a major Apple fanboy. If someone wants to judge me.
You were telling me about Apple stuff before we got on. So
yeah,
I'm updated on that. So Poppy is yet in the metalcore scene again. You know, big band, top band.
I have to imagine that she is going to release a new album.
How many features is she going to have? Noah Sebastian, Brian Garris. That's two for sure. Because you know how everyone talked about Noah Sebastian wasn't actually in the Bad Omen song at all. And it was just the band.
Yeah.
So people are expecting Noah Sebastian to show up on a Poppy album. So I think she is coming out with an album.
Okay, well, I feel like an idiot because she just released an album back in October of 2023. So that goes to show how professional we are.
Well, Darko released two albums in 1 year. One early in the year and then one in December last year. So it could be a new trend.
Maybe I'll go listen to her new album tomorrow because I have time and I've been just craving new music because Spotify has been letting me down.
I'll do it with you.
So one other feature that's going to be on this Knocked Loose album is Chris Motionless, and it's the song Slaughterhouse 2. And the thing that's interesting about that is that Ryan Garris was a feature on the new Motionless album in the song Slaughterhouse. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to see Ryan Garris was a feature on a song of like part one, and then the feature goes the other way for the other band.
You know what's good about Brian Garris is the best thing about Brian Garris is Brian Garris as a feature.
So kind of like Lil Wayne.
Exactly. Brian Garris is the Lil Wayne of metalcore. That's not the hashtag. We're not there yet. But I just think that, you know, you get a lot of ear fatigue when you listen mm-hmm. to that much of that type of screaming. I think it's the frequencies and, you know, things about actually enjoying music audibly. It's just less is more in this aspect.
I agree. And I don't want to go too deep into Knocked Loose because that could become...
Well, you started it, so...
I did start it, so... But out of all of this, I do like the new Spotify feature because mm-hmm. I don't use Apple Music. We had discussed earlier this year about doing like a 30-day experiment with Apple Music.
Which we haven't.
Me and you have just been way too busy to even consider that.
That's a strange experiment to do with the kind of lifestyle we have as, like, you know, men, professional men with, like, or a professional person with a job in general. Yeah. Like,
30 days is too much of, like, an inconvenience because there's a lot of setup for that, too. Like, I don't want to have to start brand new. I want my stuff to already be in there.
I feel like I'd get, like, warmed up and, I'd, like, the second month I'd be good to go. So yeah. That would be like actually 60 days for us to prepare. We're not making excuses here.
No excuses. But I think if we do end up doing that, it needs to be just more like we switched to Apple Music for 7 days.
What we're saying 30. Is like we did it right and we don't want to.
We don't want to start if we can't mm-hmm. see it through.
Right.
Basically.
We need to give you the results because if we want answers, we have to also give you answers. That's so cool. Like maybe that's the thing we say. We want answers. We give you answers.
That will be the Broside 2024 World yeah. Tour shirt. The We Want Answers Tour.
Oh, that's it. I love it.
That's so cool.
All right. So I know you want to get into this. It is the new song from Era. Blue Reverie.
Let's listen to a 30-second clip.
So much like last week, we are going to also include a Reddit that I thought gave some good insight about the song. Future Derek doesn't really know where that's going to be, so we will try to prepare you when it's going to come up, but I just don't know where that's going to be. So we're just going to talk about this right now.
It's called the Derek Reddit segment.
Yeah.
Try saying Derek Reddit segment 5 times fast. I dare you.
I can't say it one time
fast. Not right
now.
Exactly. I'll try.
All right. As the resident Era fan and also Ghost Atlas fan, because this heavily is influenced by those kind of tones, what did you think about Blue Reverie?
I think Blue Reverie was an unexpected sound for Era. I think every time an Era song comes out, there are people who are not fans of Era that will say, oh, look, it's just another Era song. It sounds the same. Mm-hmm. It always sounds the same. era fans will definitely tell you that no song sounds the same, but they understand what you're saying, I believe. But this just had a very soft tone to it. Jesse Cash's vocals are very soft. He usually goes very out of the universe with his range and hits really high notes, and those are usually the parts of the song that we look forward to the most, besides the breakdown. Mm-hmm. But there was a little more to offer. I think this was just a very like matte finish, soft sound of era, and I think the rough vocals, if you're not a fan of the rough vocals, that they were more in the background and very smoothed out as well, and kind of just blended well with the song. So
I like the way you described it. I think you explained it perfectly.
Try taking like five breaths.
This track definitely caught me off guard because I'm in the camp of a lot of their stuff sounding similar. Mm-hmm. And I attribute that opinion to being a lot of prog stuff, ironically, sounds similar to me. Maybe it's because I'm more aware of...
What favorite word do you use in this podcast? We're going to lose listeners. Can you give it like a prog slash metalcore?
Okay. So a prog slash metalcore.
All right. I'm just protecting our people, okay?
But maybe it's because I'm used to that sound. Maybe that's because I think in like 2017 it was when I started the job I currently have and could only use like a little iPod Nano that fit like 8 gigabytes of songs. One day I decided to just listen to nothing but Tool.
Okay, interesting choice.
I didn't know better.
Okay.
I was in like music discovery mode.
Look, I'm going to just get this out the way. Tool's is a great listening experience, but I don't like it.
But that's about all you need to listen is one time, and then you're like, well, I listen to that. And then you move on and listen to other things.
Broside trivia. Lateralis is my favorite Tool album, and I actually do listen to it often. All right.
Okay, while we're at it.
Oh, God. Knock Loose, now Tool.
So my favorite song by Tool is Vicarious, with a strong second being Ride Into.
Are any of those on Lateralis?
No, they're on 10,000 Days. To be honest, I can't remember a single song off of Lateralis. But I don't think you ever probably listened to it, but back in 2019, there was a Poolside review of Fear Inoculum, and... That was just something else. Anyway, I don't know where you're going.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Awful album.
Okay, got it. Did you review it?
Yeah, it was a review.
Wow.
The one thing that I do remember from it is that a lot of the songs don't get good until halfway in.
Okay, so a Tool song.
13-minute songs that don't get good until you've listened to 2 songs worth of song.
Well, the thing about that is that every musician or band member in that band has to have their own part because there's like some possible egotistical issues.
Anyway, Era, the better band with four letters for their name.
It's 2 R's. Back in the day, in 2013, the R's were facing each other, so they had a backwards R like corn, and corn is a 4-letter word.
Well, they made a good decision fixing those R's.
Hey, a backwards R will get you some attention.
Not my attention, but okay. I guess it got someone's attention. They've been around since 2013.
2011 is the first album, and I started listening to them in 2013.
What the hell? So I did not realize they've been a band for that long.
For transparency, I listened to Era since 2013. I've gotten a lot of people on them. And I think they switched vocalists 3 times. One time was on an EP, and then that's when they ended up with JT. I think it's Carvey. I'm just going to say JT from now on.
Chances are I probably listened to them at some point in that time because...
Was it your Spotify algorithm?
No, this was long before Spotify.
Oh, so it didn't get thrown in there.
So like 2011 through 2013
was
like
this. You totally missed it.
Sorry.
You'll hear it in the edit. Don't edit it out. You'll hear it in the edit.
Okay. So 2011 through like 2013 was this time where like metalcore was starting to move in the gentier direction.
Mm-hmm.
And like that also kind of translated to like the artwork kind of being spacey. If you want to know, just look up their artwork on Spotify. But this looks very much like the time frame of when they released it.
I love the album name Augment. And then I hear Augmentation more now than I ever have. Makes me want to go back and actually like read all of the era lyrics to see if he was right about something.
So the first time that I became aware of Era was in 2016. And it's because it was either 2016. No, it was 2018. And it's because Northlane had released their album close to the same time. And that was like whenever the light was.
Oh, that kind of artwork. Yeah,
that kind of artwork.
So this is the first time I hear you talk about Era in a way that you actually wanted to have more of a conversation, but you never really said anything like bad about the band. You've only never really liked the vocals. You said there was nothing actually that you didn't dislike, that you disliked about it. Every time I, you know, had to like show you a song or ask you to listen to it.
So with this song, because I was kind of primed from Ghost Atlas and Jesse Cash's clean vocals, it was a lot easier to understand like who he is as a vocalist and like what he's going for
and like his writing style.
Yeah. And I appreciate the song all for his parts. When it comes to JT, not at all, because it feels like he was just kind of thrown in there. It's like, okay, we're like this prog band, but we still need to appeal to the metalcore kids, so we need screaming vocals in some parts.
I feel like it adds texture to their band. I think it makes sense for their band to have you know, those really hard parts. If Ghost Atlas wrote era music, then like how much more would Jesse Cash have to sing? How much more impressed would we be about his parts? How many more parts would he have to write? So I think the screaming just being kind of flat, I understand what you're saying. It's less dynamic. The first rough vocalist they had was actually my favorite, but I don't think everyone, and I don't think anyone ever figured out what type of rough vocal Era had to be. But I think that JT owns it enough to call him the actual vocalist, like rough vocalist of Era.
Before we started recording, you had sent me the EP that Texas in July had released in 2023. Mm-hmm. And I listened to them like basically when they started way back in the day. So I did not realize that JT was the vocalist from that. And now he's in Era.
Right. It had dawned on me that I didn't think you knew.
Yeah.
So I had to send it.
His vocals, and I say this for all the things that I've heard from Era, is that his vocals suit Texas in July much more, I think.
Maybe it's the guitar tuning or the tone maybe helps it out.
I think it's also he's able to really showcase his range. He's able to switch tones. Whereas in Era, because the music is already kind of like moving in different directions, he kind of has to stay one toned.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, whenever it comes to that, I would rather there not be screaming vocals than to have those one note screaming vocals.
I don't think they're that bad. I think that
they're not awful, but they don't add anything to the song for me.
It's like adding salt and not pepper, or adding pepper and not salt. Like,
this is why I didn't want to talk about the song without you, because
right.
Just completely honest, I'm not an Era fan, so who am I to say like that's the direction to go?
And I don't see you becoming an Era fan. I see you giving this album a chance, saying there's a couple songs that you like, but you can't get past the vocals. And this is a very vocal episode in a scene where music, the instruments are very prominent. So yeah. It seems like we're just paying attention really to what the vocalists are going to deliver, because that's going to make the band the most significant. Because not only are the bands writing these songs, there's also other people helping them write these songs.
So do you have the date for the album release for this?
I don't. I just realized it actually was an album coming out. And I think the artwork is what the artwork is right now. And I hope it is, because I think that's very era-esque. It reminds me of like a Lexus car pamphlet. Mm-hmm. Like if I looked at a Lexus car pamphlet.
So I'm trying to look their stuff up, but I guess they don't have it set up for this album to be like what Knock Loose did. So that's interesting. Maybe this is a brand new feature that just recently started. Or maybe it's something that the artist is able to opt into for a countdown. We will definitely follow up on this and see when that started, because I'm curious.
Yeah, because I was about to comment on that, but then that's another whole...
I fully acknowledge we probably could have done our homework and figured out when it's coming out, but what fun is that? Actually, I do have a release radar. Let me pull it up real quick. Okay, so era...
You just remind me of Steve Carell in The Office.
Okay, so I do have the actual release date for this album.
Okay, here we go.
This comes out on April 5th, and the name of the album is Cure. That's all I know about this album.
Okay, so I definitely knew it was Cure, but I forgot.
Speaking of Northlane, a week later, they are releasing their EP, Mirror's Edge.
It's an EP.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that. I'll listen to a Northlane EP. The last Northlane EP I liked was, I think, 2D, which is an acoustic version of songs. That's like one of the best acoustic albums I ever heard produced.
So as far as March goes, and I'll name a few and then we have to tie this up. You have a busy life, so do I. And this is one episode where we're not going to get to talk about everything we wanted to.
We'll catch up.
But I think that's good. Like, we get to come to the show having a lot to talk about.
Right, especially after 3 weeks and one episode without me.
So it looks like Eminence is releasing a single called The Black on March 1st, which by the time this releases, you all will have heard already. And then Makari is releasing their album Wave Machine on March 8th.
That is highly anticipated for me.
And then The Devil Wears Prada is releasing a single called Ritual on March 8th. So we're going to have some music to talk about.
That'll be interesting.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, definitely coming out of February, we have something that's like worth talking about.
There is at least 4 or 5 different things coming out that I'm excited about.
Makari. Makari is on my radar right now.
And then we didn't even get to talk about Like Moths to Flames. Their album comes out in May, so
I think we should just talk about the album when it comes out. Let's just hold off our
I like that.
Our opinions until we get there.
Yeah.
Let's do the whole thing.
All right. Well, do you have anything else for the listeners?
Yeah, a lot, but we got to get to sleep.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll just catch up on the next one.
All right. Well, with that said, if you want bonus content, I suggest that you subscribe to Spotify. We're going to soon be making a full switch from Patreon to Spotify, just so it's easier for everyone to see exactly where the bonus episodes are.
Yeah, no opening up a different app or putting in a different email. You're already there.
So with that said, my name's Derek.
And I've been Blake.
And you'll hear us next Tuesday.